What's the relationship between apathy and boredom? The differences and similarities between apathy and boredom. Apathy is the lack of having emotions or passion for things or everyday life that others find enjoyment in and are pleased with. Boredom is just being interested in something, mainly because they are exposed to it all of the time and you just want something new and different to do in or see. This is why learning is so fun, because it is new and you can't get bored with knowledge. For some doctors, they proclaim that when one is depressed, that they can feel apathetic to the world, and as they get through the feeling of being apathetic, then they can become bored. There are some similarities between boredom and apathy, just like there are some differences between boredom and apathy. They are different based on how one is more about a general ideal of not having interest in something and you just want to experience something new, whereas the other one is more about feeling useless and hopeless and trying to figure out a way to feel better and make things better. Boredom is something that can be fixed almost instantly, whereas apathy takes time to get through and to see the good in the world and in life, and not just the bad that is in the world and life. Both boredom and apathy can be felt at the same time, but it is important to notice the difference in the two. If you feel both boredom and apathy at the same time, then doctors seem to believe that you have a better chance of overcoming apathy and will not experience depression. They say this because with the boredom aspect, you can change the right away by trying or doing something new, and while you are completing the process of trying to do something new, then you are no longer bored. You're intrigued with what is new and you're enjoying learning. The positive feelings are what you need to feed off and off, the fuel to grow into larger positive feelings so you can run apathy right over. Feeling the enjoyment of something new can be enlightening and inspire you to make those drastic changes in life that you need to make in order to get over apathy. In the end, apathy and boredom can be related, but remember that they are different as well. But with that being said, both are aspects of life that can be dealt with and fixed. Both of these feelings are a matter of the mind in which can be fixed just by simply seeing things from a different point of view. As mentioned before, if you view things through negative eyes, you'll only see the negativity in life that is around you. And if you're looking through positive eyes, then you will be able to see all of the good that is around you. Apathy can lead to depression, but this is in very severe cases, such as trying to get rid of apathy when you first start to feel a difference.